Blog Talk Radio.
So what's up?
Yeah, you're live.
Okay, I get to fill in for JoJo.
Well, none of this is working now.
What's that?
Now none of this is working, but that's okay.
I can do that.
Let's just go back to the regular one here and see if we can get this thing rolling. Let's check for this 870 number, see if we're live or not. Can you hear me finally? Can you hear me, buddy? Hello? No. Drops. Nothing.
You are on. Start your show.
Are we?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I think we can do it now. Nope. All right, well, we're not sure if anyone can hear us or not out there, but we're going to restart this show. What a crazy train wreck that has been. Hopefully, we're live, JoJo. We'll see if it comes through here. If anybody's out there, let me know you can hear me so we can get this thing officially kicked off. Now it appears the other board is not functioning, so we'll just run with that and see what happens. So we'll have no sound effects, no anything else going. You want to grab this, Joe? We'll start this deal. You good with that? All right. Let's see if we can get Ron on the show.
Can you hear me, Ron?
Oh, absolutely. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. So we're actually on. I'm going to turn that off. And we'll turn it back on. We should be good to go. Good deal.
All right, Dan.
All right, then. So we're working. All right, let's get this going, JoJo. Want to start it off properly with our usual welcome? I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, so you're telling me that there's no drops, nothing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm back.
Okay. So we're back on.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I think we got it. All right, well, cool. We have had some trouble. We're back, I believe. We're just going to roll with it as if we are. Got a big show planned today. Better late than never, they say. JoJo's out of breath here. I think he was running into the other room, but you want to roll down the agenda today?
All right. All right, folks. We're going to do some Kingsford Charcoal Talk. We're going to do, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull off any interviews, but we had David. What was his last name again?
McKay.
No, David.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, David Haskett.
Haskett, Mike McKay, and Donna Conrad. We're going to go over some event results, points. We're going to take a stroll through the news desk. If we have any time left, we'll talk about anniversary talk, and then we'll wrap it all up. Plus, we have a special announcement. All of a sudden, I don't hear anything. Okay, there we go. I hear it now. So, first off, the first item that we had started, and I'm pretty sure nobody heard it, but we're just going to start all over again. So we want to thank our sponsors, Kingsford Professional Charcoal, Shinerbach Beers, Grill Great, PK Grills, Pelican Elite Coolers, Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Q's Injections, Marinades, and Rubs, Queued Up Steps, Tranquility. Is that right, Ron?
And, nice.
And Fire Butler. And yes, folks, episode 14 is presented by Tranquil IT. So thank you.
Very good. That was kind of a rough start. Why don't we start with the Shiner Wheel of Beer to we may need that at this point, JoJo.
We need a whiskey sponsor, too.
We do need a whiskey sponsor at this point, but let's go.
We got a winner.
So what did we get, JoJo? Looks like today
we hit the new strawberry blonde.
Everybody likes a ginger. Shiner strawberry blonde. Let's try this, JoJo.
All right, let's see how this goes.
Well, that's good.
Wow, that is good. Nice and refreshing.
Limited edition craft beer.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Strawberry finish. I like that.
So, first on the agenda tonight. Huh?
It's like any of the gingers I know. It's got a strong kick at the end.
So, we're going to go ahead and segue into Kingsford Charcoal Talk. Now, one of the things that we did here in the last couple of weeks is we have partnered up with Kingsford Charcoal. And here to give us some better details is Mr. Galloway.
Yes, yes, yes. Kingsford is now official sponsor. They are the official charcoal of the State Cook-Off Association. I need my headphones turned up a bit. Just on the headphone, I can't seem to hear. Anyway, Kingsford is the official charcoal of the State Cook-Off Association. They have committed to providing charcoal for all of our events, which is unbelievable. So when you go to an SCA event, you should get a bag of charcoal when you cook. Not only do you get the steaks provided, you're going to get a bag of Kingsford Professional Charcoal. Now, we recommend bringing a backup bag with you just in case something happens. You know, we're dealing with California and things get shipped. So they're shipped directly to the event, sometimes to our office. So it's good to bring a backup, but you definitely want that Kingsford charcoal on your pit.
And folks, we're talking about a full bag of charcoal. We're not talking about a little 5-pound bag of charcoal. This is actually close to a 12-pound bag. And it is going to be provided to each cooking team. Now, the thing that we want to stress here is you don't necessarily have to use it. We know that there are cookers that are very partial to using their particular brand of charcoal or lump, or even we got cookers out there that like to cook with straight wood.
True.
All we're saying is we're providing it, but there is a caveat when it comes to some of the things that are coming up with this partnership. Now, one of the caveats here is that at selected events, there will be matching money for the first prize winner. So, for instance, this past Saturday, right? It was this past Saturday?
There it was, yes.
Our winner in Salazar, Oklahoma, not only did he win $1,000 right there on the spot for the contest, Kingsford is going to match that $1,000 win.
Show me the money.
So we have a selected list of events that will be participating in this. On our website, when you sign up for an event or if you go to your profile, there is a box there that kind of gives you the, you know, gives Kingsford authorization, I guess, or
correct.
I don't know.
You basically check the box and that qualifies you for the Kingsford matching money.
Correct.
And it also, they will send you some information on cook-offs and charcoal recipes and stuff like that. You know, there's also a link on the page on the SCA website, and it says Kingsford Challenge. If you go on there and just fill that out one time, you'll be covered. So make sure you go on there. If you're a cooker, go on there. Don't miss your chance at this added money. Over 30 events, they've doubled the first place prize. That means this week at Mad Butcher, they are going to do $1,500, and Kingsford's going to match that. $3,000 first place.
Amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Amazing. Now, here's the other thing that's really cool. There are a few events also that are either PK events or grill grade events. So just think of, I'm telling you, you need a calculator to add all this up. There is some major, major monies going across the board here. So
that's
our appreciation to Kingsford Charcoal for this. This is an incredible thing.
Oh, it's great.
Now, in saying that, prize money matched. How about a breaking news announcement?
We could do something like that, Joe. You want some breaking news, Joe?
Breaking news announcement here.
Well, if I could find it, we would do it. So, anyway.
Okay, so here's breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, being serious here.
Where's our deal?
Not only
Not only
are they doing the 30 selected events throughout our season at our championship, at our championship in October, they are going to match the $7,500 first prize. So the winner has the potential for what?
$1,000 first place stake.
$15,000. Seriously.
If you cook
15.
$15,000. 7.5 minute steak.
1, 5, and 3 zeros. Yes.
Chocho, if you cook a 7.5 minute steak, that's $2,000 a minute.
A minute.
If my math is correct at this point.
And if you include the resting time, that's $1,000 a minute.
Good Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Big money. Thank you, Kingsford. I mean, this is taking it to a whole nother level. It's crazy. Oh, we also have another little news, maybe a little breaking news, Jojo.
Now he finds the sound.
Now I find it. We have a new name for the championship.
Yes, folks.
It's true. It's going to be?
It's going to be. Here it is. Here he comes. Everybody sit down.
Stand back, burrito.
Here we go.
The SEA International State Championship. The winner is going to be the international grand champion. You like that, Joe?
How about some applause? Do we have applause?
I like that. We have applause. Of course we do.
All right, Dan.
Nothing is working right for me today.
So, folks, we just dropped two bombs on you. Number one, big, is going to match first prize at the championship. Bomb number two, the championship now is called the SEA International
Steak Championship. Yes.
And we will crown an international grand champion.
Next week, we are in Canada. We will have a representative, hopefully, at the championship from Canada. The guys from Europe last month, they're coming.
And there's events, correct?
Still have five or six more in Europe.
Still coming. So
yeah, I booked three events today. It's crazy.
Now, next year, we're going to do one.
Hold on, boys.
Next year, we're going to do one either on Mars or Venus. We're going to go universal. How's
yes,
that?
That's the next one.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll see what happens.
Amen.
Huge, huge. So we got that going. The Kingsford thing's huge. The championship, the new name for the championship, new logo, really going to be a big, big hit.
Now, again,
wait a minute. We had one other thing Kingsford mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Kingsford at the championship is going to pick up the tab for happy hour.
Friday night, the big event.
The mayor asked him, do you know who you're talking to here?
Do you know what you're dealing with is what it was.
That's what he said. They said, we got it. No.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kingsford, again. Man, all sorts of good stuff happening.
So you get matching money,
bag of charcoal, steaks.
Yes.
PK challenge on top of that, so you can win another 500.
And then they're picking up the tab on Friday night.
And we're providing dinner.
Holy cow.
Now that's a celebration.
Oh yeah. Now for all of those that were there last year, telling you, it's going to be bigger and grander. Yeah. Yes.
We hope so. We're going to do our best, Jojo. So anyway, it's coming along. A lot of big events popping up right now. We've just booked some new ones in Florida. We'll get to the new event calendar here in a little bit. Let me see. I believe I got someone on the line here from Canada. If I remember right. I think so.
Bueller.
Let's do you recognize this number?
I believe so.
I don't. Let's see. 601, is this David?
Mike,
are you there?
Bueller.
That's awesome. All right, well, we got that working out well. So evidently everything is not fixed. All right, let's test to make sure this is working here on the mic. People calling in. Can you hear me, buddy?
No, you haven't. Well, thank you. Okay. Remember? No, not at all.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
We can hear you.
What is going on?
We can hear you, Elvis.
Oh, Lordy. All right. Well, we're good. We're online. We're good. All right. Well, what do you want to go on to today? You want to talk about some events? You want to talk about some results? Where do you want to go with this?
I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and do some results. We've had, since the last show, two weeks ago, we had four events that came about. So we're going to go over the events real quick and just review these, okay? So the first event we're going to talk about is the North Texas State Cook-Off, which was in Keller, Texas. This was two Saturdays ago. And on this one, we had a total of 50 teams there on site that were competing.
Nice.
Now, not only did we do the state contest, we also did a chicken wing round, and we introduced a dessert round. So,
yes.
And in addition, we had the kids cook. So we had a full day. It was great. It was nice weather. It had rained all week there, and it was just a very nice day. We had the SCA trailer out there. We brought out the Shinerbach beer patio. It was a very, very productive day.
It was good. We got to unveil that patio. We took that trailer when we were out in Lubbock. We went to Andrews. And the guys at Queued Up Step built that custom patio. It's amazing. If you guys need any custom fabrication, if you guys didn't see it in Keller, wait till you see this thing. It's really cool.
So I don't have the person that won the desserts, but we had, it was a winner take all on the desserts. We had about how many entries? Do you remember? About 15?
About that many.
There was about 50. I know there was at least 13 because we did some drawings. So there was about 15 desserts turned in, and the winner did some kind of a mini apple pie, I believe.
Yeah.
Something
mini
like
apple
that.
Pie thing.
Then in the kids cook, our third place was Kaysen Douglas. Second place went to, I didn't get a last name, but it was Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then first place went to Baby Bird, Samantha Bird, Bird cooker. So congratulations to all the kids. We had about a dozen kids that cooked, and they put on a really, really good performance. So they did a really nice job cooking there. Then in the wings, we had third place went to Trish Bollinger. Second place went to Braun Sear.
Braun.
Team Rage.
Yes.
And first prize went to the queen herself, Miss Amy Torres.
Oh, yes. The queen.
The queen.
I don't have any royalty music, but if I did, I'd play it for her.
Oh, that's not on. I was going to say, turn that sucker on there.
Oh, jeez.
Now, in the state cook-off, again, we had 50 teams compete. We had teams from all over that came. We had representation from five different states, correct? And so they came from near, they came from far. 10th place went to John Payne. Did a really nice job. Congratulations,
Bring
John. 9th place went to Blowin' Smoke Grillers, Johnny Joseph.
Here's Johnny.
8th place went to Twisted Pitsters, Bubba Garrett.
Very nice.
7th place
back
is our reigning SCA champion, Darian Cosmos Q.
Just wins, baby.
Just wins. 6th place went to Mr. Damon Blue.
Blue, you're my boy!
Exactly.
My boy, Blue. Good job, buddy.
My boy, Blue! 5th place went to Ms. Vivian Bird, Dirty Bird Cooker number 2.
Oh, don't have it.
4th place went to Mr. Joe Early, R.I. Cook Team number 2.
Nice.
3rd place, Miss East Texas herself, Janet Baker. She is on a roll. She's rolling.
You're 5.0.
2nd place. Do you have that cut? Do you have our cut?
Which cut?
The cowbell cut.
I don't believe we have the cowbell drop.
2nd place went to Tim Cowbell Cooker Pollock. We have a drop. I know we did.
Oh, I don't. That's all right.
It's okay. That's all right. But
we'll
he knows exactly who what we're talking about there. So congratulations, Timmy.
More cowbell? Yes.
More cowbell. first place went to David Strobridge. So congratulations, David. It was a very good turnout, very good day. It was a little bit warm toward the end of the day, but we had a really good turnout, and we thank everybody that came out there. So on the same day, that same Saturday, anything you wanted to add?
No, it was a great turnout,
good event.
Good event. Yeah, I was real happy with it. I thought it went good.
Now, on the same day in Roscoe, Texas, just outside of Sweetwater, we had flip-flops, tank tops, and steak cook-off. Now, this one, we had 14 teams compete. So 10th place went to the 6B Cookers team. Place went to Ben Carter. 8th place was Mr. George Vasquez. 7th place went to Team MIA. 6th place...
ticket, you can't claim your place.
Folks, let me here. As much as everybody carries a cell phone, take a picture of your ticket.
Picture.
I remember a few years ago at a barbecue, I stuck my ticket inside the brim of my cowboy hat, and when I pulled the ticket out, they called my number, the number was actually tattooed to my forehead, and the ticket was blank. That didn't count, so I didn't walk.
Joe, you didn't get a call anyway.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
All right. Just throwing that out there.
I came in the top 10 in burritos. Now, sixth place, Bud Alexander.
Yes.
Fifth place.
Kiss my rack.
Matt Alexander.
Kiss my rack one.
Fourth place went to Dwayne Severson.
Hell's Kitchen, Severance. I think that's right. Hell's Kitchen.
Third place went to Joel Schultz. Second place went to Steve Fourqueen. And first prize went to Jeff Tibbetts.
Jeff Tibbetts, good job.
Congratulations.
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it.
He was. First place, working it. Good job, buddy. He actually was going to go to the
Keller
and back in the day before decided to go out there. And, man, it looks like he made a good decision.
Very good decision.
Stamped his ticket to the International Steak Championship, Joe.
Internacional.
The ISC.
We're going to move on to the next one. Last Friday, Owatonna, Minnesota.
Well, I butchered that.
No, I didn't.
You got it right?
Owatonna.
Okay, you got it.
Minnesota. The mayor went up to Minnesota, represented this one at the Smoking and Steel State Cook-Off. We had 30 teams at this event. This was in conjunction with a barbecue. 10th place went to Jeff Vanderland. 9th place was Jeremy Prang. 8th place, Dustin Reese. 7th place went to Scott Lindley.
Yep, remember.
6th place went to Mark Scheel. 5th place went to Bill Molso. 4th place went to Jeff Richardson. 3rd place went to Matt Flack. 2nd place went to Just McGlown.
Remember.
And first prize went to Steve Nelson.
Steve Nelson, congratulations. You're qualified.
You are coming to Fort Worth in October, baby.
And he is. We talked to him. Steve has a little cooking background. He may be good at barbecue, may not. I don't know. But he won the American Royal last year.
Well.
And he has committed to coming to the championship the same weekend as the Royal this year. What's happening? So it's the same weekend as a Royal that he won. He's coming to the championship.
And
that's awesome.
He's not the only one. We were talking to a few cookers a couple of weeks ago.
Reverb.
They are actually talking about pulling a double.
Okay.
Not only going to be at the Royal, they're going to be at our championship also at the same time, at the same day. So
nice.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's dedication right there, folks.
I'm telling you. Wow.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Well, that was cool.
That was...
I don't know.
Keeps walking in a cave.
Hey, keep going. No.
Wow.
All right.
That's what it sounds like when we're in the auditorium alone.
Keep going. Back to the show.
So,
this is...
Last Saturday,
we
were in Salazar, Oklahoma, the high-stakes Roland Steak Cook-Off.
Yes.
26 teams competed. We had our newest rep, John, representing for us up there in the appetizer round. First prize went to Bribe-Q, Brian Lewis. Congratulations, Bribe.
What? I think Brian must be on the line.
Now, in the steak cook-offs, 10th place went to Mr. Brian Rapolo, RI Cook Team number one.
Good job, Brian.
9th place went to Lance Bond from Tulsa, Oklahoma. 8th place went to John
Payne. Shaking up, stud.
Yeah.
Is that the wrong Bond?
Wrong Bond.
Darn it. Sorry. Okay.
All right. It's all right.
It's all right.
He is a police officer, though, so he's pretty
That's
close
true.
To being a secret agent.
That's true.
Then 8th place went to John Payne.
Bringing the pain.
Bringing the pain. 7th place, Shane Gordon. 6th place, here's her name again, Miss East Texas herself, Janet Baker. 5th place, Brad Beasley. 4th place went to big man, Jeremy Holmes. 3rd place.
John's brother.
He's funny. 3rd place, Angela Wallace.
Angela.
She's been on a roll.
Got it.
She's hitting. 2nd place went to Mr. Arkansas himself, Mr. Alan Newton. 1st place. There's a buzz in the air.
Who won it?
It was Mr. Bribe-Q himself. Not only did he win appetizer, he won steak. So he got a twofer, Mr. Brian Lewis.
Very nice.
Congratulations,
job, Brian.
Fabulous.
Very good.
So on this one, who qualified?
Angela qualified.
And can you explain why?
We gave an invitation to the winner of extended an invitation to the winner of Magnolia and the winner of Heiko this year. We realized that we are trying to build the sport of steak cook-offs, and by excluding those two events, we were excluding two winners. Even though they don't use our approved judging system, a lot of these guys are members that are cooking anyway.
Correct.
So we are going to build the sport of steak cook-offs and feel it's right to invite those two people.
Correct.
So they are in, causing second place to come, which was
Mr. Alan Newton,
who
already qualified.
Already stamped his ticket, so it came to Angela.
So congratulations, Angela. We will see you not only on the road here soon, you will be in Fort Worth that weekend in October, baby.
And what's great is now Angela's out of the non-qualified points because she was up near the top. So that moves everybody else up one.
So in saying all this and in going with these last few contests, let's talk about the points chase. So here are your top 10 points chasers at the moment. At 10th place, speaking of Angela, it is Team Smang. Is that how you say her?
She's not in 10th place. She's already in. You got to click to the second page.
Oh, well, then apparently I took a picture of the wrong page.
Oh, did you do the wrong?
No, well, I just went by the points. That was it, not including the qualifiers.
I'll look it up on the computer for us.
So anyway, all I know is Johnny Joseph's in the top.
That's all that matters at this point.
I think I need another break.
SCA points, Jays. It changed when she came out of it. Oh, that's loud. Yeah, your 10th place on that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Got a big tie for 10th place. We got a log pile. Actually, Bribe's qualified. So that moves down 10th place, the milkshake. Bringing all the boys to the yard.
B-Rad.
B-Rad.
Yeah.
Bill Bond. Pollock. Cowbell Cookers. Brian McLarty. Chuck Evans. Gene Potts. John Payne. Vivian Bird. Damon Blue. Sean Rapolo. And Bobby Stewart. Now, there was a couple more in there because there were ties. So that's why we 10th place, we had some tie in there. So anyway, that's kind of where we're sitting.
Alrighty. So, after going over these points and these things, I'm not sure. Are we going to have anybody that's interviewed, or we're just kind of bypassing?
We'll see. Let me pop over real quick, see if there's someone that was calling in. Nope. Well, there's people, but it's not the... There is no one home.
All right, well, we're going to go over some upcoming events that are coming up. And this weekend, which is on Saturday, Warren, Arkansas, it's the Mad Butcher Pink Tomato Festival. It's steak cook-off. So we're going to be in Warren, Arkansas for the Mad Butcher, as I was stating. This will be on Saturday. So that event's going to be a payout of $1,500, correct?
Yes, sir.
And it is a Kingsford event.
Matching
money. So just kind of getting everybody a chance to, you know, again, we provide the charcoal, but do bring an extra bag just in case things happen. Logistically, things can.
They can happen with trucks.
So the following week, next Friday, the 17th, we're going to be in Minnesota. On this one, it's going to be the Treasure Island Steak Cook-Off.
Yeah, the mayor will be up there repping that event. Should be a real good event. They've got a KCBS barbecue as well as a steak cook-off up there. So should be a good one.
So then on Saturday the 18th, Round Rock, Texas, this is going to be the Central Harley-Davidson Shootout. This, again, is going to be in Round Rock. This is going to be a pretty good event. More than likely right now it's leaning that I will be repping. And we have Mr. Thompson here that's saying he will be cooking. And
hey.
He's over there not only doing it with pointing himself with one finger, he's pointing with two fingers.
I am cooking.
That's basically what he says. Now, on that same Saturday, this is going to be the first time SEA has gone into Canada.
Yes.
Mr. Galloway here is going to be at the Canadian Festival of Chili and Barbecue Cook-Off.
And steak.
And steak.
I think I have him on the line. Let's see if we can pull him up.
Let's give it a shot.
If he's there, it's a miracle. It's been an hour. Let's see. Hey, Mike, are you there, buddy? Can you hear me? Hello? We're just going to assume that connection is not working to Canada tonight. Oh, well. It's going to be a great event. I'm excited. It's the first SCA event in Canada. It's about 50 miles south of Vancouver in Barkley, British Columbia. Or Langley, right? British Columbia.
Yes, it is going to be at the Cascades Casino in Langley, British Columbia.
All right. Very good. Where's the next one, JoJo?
Now, the next one after that is going to be in the Netherlands, actually. And on this one, it is going to be in, I'm trying not to butcher this one, Delft, Netherlands?
That's right. Yeah, it's up on the coast.
It is the Delft Beer and Barbecue Festival. So this one's going to be a pretty good event. There's always huge events in the Netherlands. If y'all only knew how popular KCBS is out there. I mean, this is a huge, huge event. So it's going to be nice to have that event, and especially the fact that it's at a beer festival.
Yes.
So
Harry's going to be running that event for us, so it'll be a great event.
Very good. Now, on the 25th, which is a Saturday of June 25th, we're going to be in Big Springs, Texas for the Crossroads Cook-Off.
Very good.
Okay. That same Saturday on the 25th, Chisholm Trail Steak Challenge. This is going to be in Decatur, Texas. Now, why is this one prominent?
You know why this is prominent? Because it's a double points event. Nice.
Wow.
Double points event. Go for it. You can get double points.
You can do it.
That's right. You can do it. Come on out.
Yeah, baby.
Make it happen.
Chisholm Trail. Decatur, Texas, over at Joe Wheeler Park. It is a SCA double points event, folks.
Friday night, you can come out, bring your trailer. We're going to do a potluck for the teams last 2 years.
Right.
And then it's steak, burgers, and kids cook-off. Is that right?
Correct. That is
perfect.
Correct. Also that same Saturday, Waco, Texas, the Proud of Texas POD Steak Cook-Off, and I believe there's chili involved in this one too.
It might be chili out, but I don't think so. Yes, there is a chili cook-off there as well. Should be a good one.
So there's a lot going on in this one. So y'all might want to jot this one down, okay? Not only is there chili and steak, there's also going to be wings. There's going to be beans. There's going to be a car show. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on at this event, okay? Friday night, they're going to have an all-you-can-eat catfish meal there on site.
Very nice.
So it's going to be a really good thing going on there, and it's a Cassie-endorsed chili cook-off. So it is legit.
Too legit to quit.
So that's on the 25th of June. Now, on July 2nd, which is a Saturday, Edinburgh, Texas, the Texas Cook'em High Steak Cook-Off. This one, folks, has a limit. How many were they going to limit this at?
They're going to limit the cook-off to 150 teams.
Last year, how many teams?
Last year, we had 122 teams.
Right.
They pay out $2,000 for first place, $1,500 for second, and $1,000 for third.
Wow.
But wait, Kingsford Challenge.
Holy cow.
$4,000 first. Telling you, it's big money.
I'm telling you, it's something else. This event is large, very large.
And in
so
charge.
Please, if you're going to be involved with this one, please register. We don't know where the count is at the moment, but please check the flyer. There is a link that you can register, and hopefully you can make it before the 150 team cutoff.
Well, and this is a dream weekend. 3 events in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, because it is 4th of July weekend. So then on Sunday, Shiner, Texas. Yes, the birthplace of Shiner Bock Beer.
The motherland.
Of sorts. The Half Moon Holidays Steak Cook-Off. Yes, folks, we are going to be in Shiner, Texas for this one. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with Shiner, Texas is, Shiner, Texas is between Austin and Houston. And it is a very nice little ride out in the country out there. It's a very good thing going on out there. So check that one out.
Do you see first place payout on that one? I believe it was $1,500, I believe.
Yes, that is correct. $1,500.
That makes a $3,000 payout.
That is
Show correct. Me the money.
I just did.
That is correct.
$3,000. Wow. What about the next day, JoJo?
Now, the next day, yes, there's more. Because on Sunday, July, is it Sunday? Monday. No, Monday, I'm sorry.
Monday.
July 4th, Shreveport, Louisiana, the Brookshire's Louisiana State Cook-Off. This one is a big, big event. And I'm telling you, folks, it is going to be just as big, maybe even bigger this year, because it's falling right on the 4th.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
There's fireworks, there's live bands, there's all sorts of stuff. Plus a small $4,000 payday if you win. Cooking on Kingsford.
Not too bad.
Wow.
Not too bad at all.
Hoo-ah!
Now, they just added a kids' burger cook-off to this one.
They did.
So, folks, if you want to make this a true family event, bring the grills, bring the kids, knock it out. Also, there's a $500 Grill Great Challenge at this same event. So not only can the winner have the potential of winning $2,000 plus the matching two from Kingsford, but an additional $500 if they use Grill Great. They have the maximum possible payout of $4,500 that day.
Yeah, you can win $4,500 there.
Can you believe it?
Okay, let's just say someone swept the weekend because Edinburgh is a challenge as well. I don't have my sheet here. Let me pull that up. I think somebody could win $12,000-$15,000 that weekend. So Edinburgh. Wow, JoJo, this is crazy. Edinburgh is a PK event, so they could win $4,500 there if you cooked on Grill Grates in Kingsford. Go to Half Moon, it's also a PK event. You could win $3,500 there. You're up to $8,000 and $4,500 there. in
Shreveport.
And that is a Grow Great challenge. So now you can win $12,500 in three cook-offs in 3 days.
Amazing.
I think before we started SCA the last year, I don't think you could win that in all of them put together.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
So,
wow.
Folks, that is our upcoming event calendar that's coming up. We are pretty much caught up all the way up until 4th of July. We have a ton of events that are still pending. We still have some that are in the works. And, folks, check the website, www.steakcookoffs.com. Click on the link top where it says cookoffs, and the calendar will show you where we are and what events are going. Now, for some of you that are not familiar with this, we also have a new thing where it says pending. Those are the ones that we're waiting for finalization, but they are on the calendar.
Let me do a quick recap on the Kingsford deal because somebody just tuned in and asked me about it. It's called the Kingsford Matching Bonus. If you cook on Kingsford Professional Charcoal, go on our website. There's a tab that says Kingsford Challenge. If you're a member, it'll self-populate. Just go on there, click, accept it. You're good to go for the season. But if you don't do it and you win, you don't get the extra Kingsford money if you're not signed up. You have to sign up ahead of time. They've been unbelievable and sponsoring over 30 of our events with double matching first place. So events that are 1,000 are now 2,000 for an average event, $2,000. It's unbelievable. So they've stepped up big time. Anyway, that's the recap of that, JoJo. What did you want to talk about? Where do you want to go?
All right, we're going to go ahead and kind of segue into the SCA News Desk. We've already gone over the upcoming event calendar. Next thing we're going to talk about here is we got, actually, if you can believe this,
I've got new events.
We got some new events that are coming up that we'll talk about here in just a moment. But we had a couple of inquiries in the SCA mailbag.
Oh, then we better go to the mailbag room.
Mail call.
Our first one was a letter. This was an actual true letter. I didn't even think people wrote letters anymore. But this was a letter. This comes from Guy in Kansas. And he asked, I can't figure out the SCA profile thing. Can you help me out?
I assume he's talking about a taste profile. Is that what you think he means?
Yes.
Well, there is no taste profile. We don't want to create a taste profile. Steaks can be dry cooked. They can be, you can cook them so many different ways in SCA. All the judges are told on flavor is it needs to taste like beef. That's it. So whatever you want to do that can enhance the flavor of the beef, that's where it is. I mean, there's not really a profile. That's as simple as it gets.
One of the things that we always talk about, especially when we're kind of kicking things around back and forth amongst cookers, is one of the catchphrases that we use is that on any given Saturday, which is true, on any given Saturday, anybody can hit. But it's also true about the judging. It all hinges on the individual profile that the judges like. I mean, some like them salty, some like them sweet, some like them whatever they like.
Their taste buds. We don't tell them anything about flavor. That's,
exactly.
I mean, that it's their call. I mean, cook what you like. I think that's the best answer I got to that. Do we get any others in? Or?
Yeah, the next one was an email. This came from KingOfTheGrill_69.
Man, that's a very dicey email, JoJo. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, I mean, it says King of the Grill. It didn't say King of the Thrill.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay, so his question was, I've cooked for many years, and I have brought my own steaks and cooked them. Why can't I do this at an SCA event?
That's a good question. The main reason we provide the steaks at an SCA event is so everybody's on the same playing field. You know, it's kind of the honor system. We do random ice chest checks. You're welcome to bring a New York strip or a T-bone if you just want to cook something, but we don't want any other ribeyes in there. And when I started cooking barbecue, man, the first barbecue I went to was down in Kingsland, Texas. I went down there and I walked into the HEB and bought a brisket, and it was 99 cents a pound. It was a select. And there was guys out there, some seasoned competitors, and they're walking around with their primes and their Wagyus, which I had no idea what it was at that point. And I got dead last. And it was because I was a bad cook. I had never cooked a brisket. But if you're cooking a select and somebody else has something else, you just a wagyu, you don't have a chance.
Right.
So everybody cooking the same steaks, you know, the standard to the promoter is a 16-ounce, well, an inch and a quarter boneless choice or above ribeye. Now, I think we had an issue last week with some of the steaks. You know, the promoter didn't quite provide the great quality that we're looking for, but hopefully they will get that under control. This weekend, we've already talked to them. Their steaks are ready to roll. So,
very nice.
There we go.
So, again, for anybody that has any questions that they would like for us to answer on the air, it is info@steakcookoffs.com. Info@steakcookoffs.com.
I got something I want to mention, Jojo.
Go ahead.
I felt I was a little hard on our boy last week.
And who are we talking
our
about?
Our boy Guy Fieri. I thought I was a little rough on him. So I found a little interview with Anthony Bourdain kind of talking about him, and I thought maybe Anthony had another opinion. So let's see what he had to say.
When was the last time you remember just, like, laughing until you cried, screaming laughing?
Guy Fieri's tweet that he was on his way to a Nickelback concert.
I think we're on the same page here, buddy.
Wow. And if you notice, somebody just hung up on the line. There.
No,
from a California area code.
Yeah. That's nice.
Wow.
Well, you know, we share the same opinions. All right, back on to the show.
Back to the show, folks. Okay, so Brett's got a few new events that he wants to bring up real quick.
Let's see if Casket's on the line there. Maybe if he's on, he can tell us about one of these real quick. David, if you're on there, press 1, buddy. And we'll see if he pushes 1. Anyway, we did finalize the Bedford Blues and Barbecue Festival. We got it nailed down. I just met with her this week. That one is $1,000, so it'll be $2,000 first place. They're going to do steak, and I believe they're going to do chicken wings this year.
Wow.
As a matter of fact.
This is just me asking. I don't know, because last year we had a grill grate challenge.
Let me see. It's on the sheet. Where are we at? Bedford Blues
Bedford
and Barbecue
Blues.
Has a number 2. It's a PK challenge.
Okay.
It's a PK challenge this year. So
very nice.
Those are all picked by the promoters, or the promoters pick them. But I got David on the line here. I think he would like to tell us about one brand new event.
Let's go.
He just told me about it today. You like this.
All righty.
Chocho, you got a swimsuit, buddy?
Man.
I don't want to see it. I'm just asking if you got one.
I was just about to drop trial.
No. Please. David.
I wear it all the time.
Dave, save me, buddy.
Hey, Jojo, bring your swimsuit to Florida, baby. We're waiting on you.
Yes, sir. Oh, wait.
All right. What we got is, you know, we had a steak jackpot planned for the Fernandina contest. And when Fernandina city manager pulled the event, we lost our venue. So, of course, we lost our contest. I've been scrambling since then trying to come up with get us another one here in Florida. And I have now put together at the Flamingo Lake RV Resort in Jacksonville, Florida. We have a event there going on the August the 6th called the Summer Splash Cardboard Regatta, where they build boats out of cardboard and have to go out there in the lake and try to see how far they can get to see who wins. But we're going to do a steak cook-off at that event also.
Nice.
And it's going to be a payout of $2,900 total. For the steak side, we'll have our first place will be $1,000, second $500, third $400, fourth $300, fifth place $200, and sixth through tenth will be $100 each. We're also going to do a wing cook-off in conjunction with it, with a $350 total payout, $200, $150 for the first through third as our lead up into the steak. Great resort. We got a 17-acre spring-fed lake there with swimming with a couple white sandy beaches on it, an aqua park, paddle boats, canoes. I mean, it'd be a great time in August to be up here in Florida. It's close to the airport, so anybody wants to fly in, it's real close. We've got our judges will be in a nice air-conditioned building right next to where the cooks will be. So they can be in some good air-conditioned comfort and concentrate real heavy on give me some good scores at all that great steak and chicken wings that I know will be produced at this event. So we're looking forward to that, and being all put together. I'm working on paperwork now. Over the weekend, I'll be getting with Brett, and we'll lock it all down. And hopefully, it'll pop up on the schedule here real soon. It won't have a pending; it'll have a definite. It's happening.
Great. That's exciting. And actually, I believe that'll get that as a Kingsford event as well.
Sweet. Yeah, there's 285 full hookups there, and the camp stays pretty full. So I'm looking to be able to pull a lot of locals, too, that might want to jump in that. I think they can cook some steaks, too. And I'm hoping we get some guys maybe that might want to travel to this one. Maybe some of them guys out of Texas want to come try and show some of us Florida boys how we do it.
Do you have any extra grills? I know you own a couple grills. Couple dozen.
I can take it. If somebody wants to fly in and needs to borrow a grill, I can get them a grill.
All right, good deal. Because we got some guys that I think would come down there. If we have a grill, that really helps too. So cool.
I got five Webers sitting here at the house, so I can help take care of whatever somebody needs if they want to fly in.
JoJo thinks he's the PK killer over here.
Weber all the way, baby.
Hey now. Do you have a PK down there yet?
I don't have one yet, but I am looking at the one on the online there on the PK promo. That's probably my next one. I'll be popping in and getting me just a half sitting here to use, because my daddy had one of them PKs back in the day, and that's where I think I first cooked on.
Yeah, a lot of guys, their dads cooked on. They're great grills. Well, cool, man. We're looking forward to it. I'll watch for that. I'll work on the flyer for it, and we'll get it up and posted, and we'll start trying to blow that one up.
It should, like I said, it should be a great contest. I do a every November I do an FBA contest there at Flamingo. It's always worked out great, and that'll be another one. This is the first step of that one, and there'll probably be a steak jackpot tacked onto my barbecue one in November too. So, and there's several other contests around the area. I'm hearing wanting to add some Friday night jackpots in Florida as well as Georgia. So there should be a lot of stuff coming over here on the East Coast for us in the very near future here.
As a matter of fact, I talked to Chad Ward this afternoon. He is going to have one down at his place on October 1st. He's sending the paper this week as well, so that'll be another one down in Florida. I've got one in Georgia that I talked to him about, so we should have one tipped in Georgia coming up pretty soon here. We've got a new one. We just found one for February next year at the Humble Rodeo. So that one's coming. Got one in October in Chicago. Look at that, JoJo. Chicago.
Chicago, all the way, baby.
Yeah. Let's jump in the water, see what happens.
I'm a big fan of Chicago.
Yeah, it's a little cold. We'll see what happens there. And then Van Buren, Arkansas, just signed this week. That'll be October. And October 15th, we nailed down Salina finally. It's done.
Texas.
Yeah, that's correct. So, anyway, a lot of new events coming up. And we're just excited to let you announce yours in Jacksonville. And I get to go to Florida again.
Looking forward to having you back here, too.
The bad news is you're going to be certified. You'll be running the Florida events. And my little Florida gravy train ends. I won't get to fly down there, but we'll still come down to see you.
So, yeah, that'll be good. And maybe we'll work out some trades on a couple of them. Maybe I'll come over to Texas and do one. And let you come to Florida.
there you go.
Right there.
Well, man, I appreciate the patience and thanks for holding. We had all new equipment in here. I don't know if you saw the picture on Facebook, but we thought it may have been that. It turns out it was our great Blog Talk Radio account. So,
yeah, I was wondering. I thought maybe y'all got a hold of that Shiner Bot wheel a little early and was just going to town.
No.
There. I wasn't 100% sure what was happening.
No, but we are enjoying the Strawberry Blonde. It might be time to spin that wheel again, JoJo.
You might have to.
You want to do that? Hey, David. Would you mind spinning the wheel for us?
Here I go. Ready?
Wow! We got a winner.
We do have a winner. Shiner Cheer. Holiday Cheer Beer. This one's aged. Ale brewed with peaches and pecans. Hey, I like this. See how it...
That almost sounds like a good steak marinade.
It does. Wow. I forgot how good that one is. I like that. Good deal. Thanks, Shiner Bach. We appreciate you supporting SDA. Hey, we're going to put you on hold so you can listen, or so you can listen here, and we're going to cover a couple last.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for popping on, buddy. We appreciate you. That was Dave Haskett. Dave is a promoter down in Florida. Dave is also an SCA rep for us, so we really appreciate all he does for SCA.
Thank you, David.
So, let's see. We talked about that, talked about that. Bueller, Bueller.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about, JoJo?
We're going to do something here.
Are we going to step into JoJo's corner?
Yeah, we're going to step into JoJo's corner.
Let's do that.
I would like to bring up a milestone for SCA. Yesterday, the 8th of June, was the 3-year anniversary to the very first SCA event held for the association. This was in Lake Louisville. It was the North Texas State Cook-Off, just like the one we just had in Keller. This was the very first event for the association, even though I was just told this earlier, that technically you were not SCA. Is that correct?
No, technically we had just started. Ken and I wanted to run an event to see how, if we could change a couple things and just see how it went. It was kind of it really was the first event. It was a trial run for us. And we thought we knew some things that we changed that were great. We thought we knew some things that we really didn't. They were that way for a reason. So a couple of those things didn't work out as well, but it really taught us a lot. And, you know, that was kind of our springboard into starting March of 14.
So one of the things that that I wanted to mention about this cook-off was it was very unique in the sense that, you know, a lot of us were used to barbecue cook-offs. And coming into the steak world was a little different. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that it was awkward. It was just different. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what to do. But I will say this. Brett and Ken were, I mean, these guys sold the idea, because I remember I met Brett probably a year before this event. And we're sitting around one night. And
yep, it's officially a bromance.
And he tells me that this was an idea that they were kind of kicking around. So then I remember we were at another event, I believe it was in late January in 13. And
in Rome, Texas.
No, actually it was in Irving.
Oh, okay.
He came out to
yes,
to the whatever the club is, Elks Club.
Elks.
And he went around and talked to everybody and basically was just telling everybody, look, this is what we got planned. This is what we're going to do. We don't have a venue yet, but we're working on it. We're going to get to it, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, I'm getting a phone call from Brett himself, and he's like personally inviting myself. Well, at the time I had a teammate, and he personally invited us to come, and we went. And it was a great time, great event. There was a lot going on. There was a car show. There was a guy on one of those crazy jets, not a jet ski, but he was wearing a jet pack, and he was going in and out of the water. I mean, it was really, really cool. We had a really good time. I got to meet a lot of the cookers that I'm talking to today at this event.
There you go. Go ahead.
What happened?
Keep going. Ron's feeling the Captain Morgan.
I think that Captain Morgan's kicking in, man. So one of the things that I wanted to mention about this is in 3 years, a lot has changed in this association. I'm not trying to get all sappy and everything, but how many events did y'all have in 2013 total?
17.
And this year?
No, 19.
Okay. And this year we're looking at how many?
Last year was 47. This year we're currently at about, I think right at 75 right now. And I've got, I don't know, 4 or 5 that are pending.
So folks, this thing has basically doubled and then doubled again in 3 years. So my hat's off to Ken, to Brett, to their families, to everybody that was involved in this. I put a little posting on Facebook out there yesterday, basically just telling them thank you for all they've done. I became not only a cooker, but I've also become a rep, and I've had more fun doing what I do because I'm doing something that I love. So from me to you, thank you.
Well, I don't think it's as much anything Ken and I have done. I think it's the members of this thing that are driving it. And we have such a great core of cookers and people. You know, the one day, it's a one day event. It pays well. We've got great sponsors that are throwing extra money at teams. They're providing happy hour for the teams. You know, it's just a good family event. So the events sell themselves.
Now, one thing that we always stress in this association is the one word catchphrase. And that's that catchphrase is family. Everybody is treated like family. It's every weekend we basically see each other, and it's almost like having a family reunion that you haven't seen each other in forever, but yet you just saw them last Saturday. And what's really, really cool about this whole thing is the fact that there is no animosity. There is no bickering. It's just pure fun. Pure fun. Now, this kind of leads me into something that I want to get your opinion on, Brett. And while you're here too, Ron. We were at Keller 2 weeks ago, and I had a traditional barbecue cooker that was at our event. He wasn't cooking. He was just there to observe. And he calls me over right before awards, and he basically asked me a question and kind of caught me off guard. So he calls me over, and he goes, "Hey, what the hell's going on here?" And I looked at him, and I was kind of puzzled, and I was ready to bow up because I felt like I had to get my defenses up to answer what his question was. And I basically just flat out said, "What are you talking about?" His response was, "I don't get it. You guys have teams that will caravan in. You guys got teams that will do a Friday night event in Arkansas and will be in Texas on a Saturday. And then they turn around and go back to Arkansas or to Louisiana or wherever they're from. I just don't get it." Now, this particular guy, I'm not going to mention any names, again, is a traditional barbecuer. He has been around some of our events. He has seen some of the events. And he even mentioned that, you know what, the last time I cooked, which was about a year ago, this thing is just, how do y'all do this? And I looked at him, and I basically said, "It's the cookers."
It is the cookers.
It's the cookers. That's all that was my only answer. And all he could do was shake his head and just kind of look off into the distance, because I guess he was trying to absorb that answer. At the same time, I'm trying to sit there and trying to absorb his question. So I wanted to get your take on that. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's the cookers. I think that it's just a different feel. And, when it's not a two-day deal, you're up all night, you're tired. I cook barbecue. I love it. I love going to the barbecue cook-off. It's just a different feel. You know, these guys are out there. They get out there at 10 o'clock, and it's almost like a reunion because there's only two turn-ins. So you got a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock usually. So those guys, they have a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So they just walk around and socialize. So now you're all just visiting with your friends. And I realize you can do that in the barbecue world as well. But it's just a one-day deal. You're in, you're out. The payout's great. I think it's the same answer as the last one.
I will say this. There is a culture that is there. And one of the things that I always try to express to everybody is that family thing. And it's true. Okay. I'm not going to ram it down anybody's throat. But for those of you that are just starting out in this or have considered it and, I don't know, just come out and just observe. Seriously, observe it. I've seen it from both sides of the fence as a cooker and as a rep. And I'm telling you, there is a certain unity when it comes to this. And it's really, really unique. It's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a fatherhood, a motherhood. I don't know what you want to call it. It's just a very unique culture. And again, my compliments to these cooks, because we got cooks here that And we've had some events, especially here this year, where we've had Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we've had cookers that have done all three, where they did a Friday night in Amarillo, Texas, a Saturday in Shreveport, Louisiana, and a Sunday in Fort Worth. And the guy lives in Mississippi or yeah. Arkansas or something. So, folks, I'm telling you, this is beyond belief at sometimes. I mean, it's breathtaking. It's overwhelming. But at the same time, it's so comfortable. So I just wanted to throw that in there in JoJo's Corner. Again, I didn't want to bring the room down, but I just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was very unique.
It is unique. Let's get back to shenanigans. I feel more comfortable with that.
Unbelievable. Thank you very little.
Shenanigans, JoJo.
Yeah, shenanigans.
I appreciate Joe, but
all of a sudden my heartfelt warm
fuzz
is gone.
It's good. No, it is shocking, and we're thankful that it's growing as fast as it is, and we're just ready to finish the year strong. Let's finish these events out, see where it lands, and I don't know what next year is going to bring. Wow.
And a special shout-out to all the ones that are listening tonight. I know that we kind of put you all through the ringer, but dedication of you guys, and again, thank you for doing what y'all do for us.
They fought through some stuff to listen tonight, that's for sure.
So anything else you wanted to talk about? Is there anything in what's on Brett's mind tonight?
No, actually, you know, if any of the guys need a logo, you can go to barbecuelogos.com. Patrick, I emailed Patrick just before the show and said, hey, we've changed the name of the championship, the International State Championship. I said, can you adjust this logo? And bam, just before the show started, I got back our brand new logo again.
Awesome.
Guy does quick work. He does good work. He does all our stuff. So if you need a logo, he even gives a discount to SCA members. Go to barbecuelogos.com. He'll help you out. I did have a cooker that mentioned that they felt we should call more people on apps. In Keller, I only called three teams because it was hot and everybody was hiding under the trees. I figured they want to go home. But hey, if you guys want to hear more, we'll call more. We'll call at least top five, if not top 10 on app. It really doesn't matter to us. I think it's better to have more people walking. So we're going to commit to calling more teams during the appetizer divisions, any of the ancillary categories.
Very nice.
Sound good?
Very nice. Now, we at some of these events that we do the events, again, we try to project live. We do Facebook Live.
Yes.
There are a couple times that we have to do what's the other one? I forgot the other one we call it.
We've heard rumor, JoJo, that our next show might be on Facebook Live.
Turn his mic on.
360.
Yes, folks.
This is an experience.
Here,
let's fire up mic number three.
Yeah, breaking news.
Are you there?
I'm here.
There you go.
Tell everyone about...
Introduce yourself, sir.
360.
Mike, check. Mike. No, my name's Mike.
This is Mr. Check. Go ahead.
Well, we supply a little bit of technology on the back end for the State Cook-Off Association. So we are looking at a virtual reality. And for those who don't have VR, you can go on Facebook and you'll see a 360 video. So if not the images from the show, where you can pan around and see the entire studios. These guys go live. It's incredible. What you don't see is in the background what's going on. That's why
right.
I come up here. You betcha. So
you've been working your tail off on this board getting it set today.
Oh, it's a blast. So that is a 360 video is going to be enabled on the show through Facebook is what we're looking to do. And if that is accomplishable,
we're
going to see every single thing that Brett and JoJo see.
So you'll see trophies on the back wall. Mm-hmm. You'll see the artwork that I painted on the south wall. Mm-hmm. You can see out the windows, which there isn't much on my wall.
Well, the sunset was beautiful this evening.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. So you might want to look at the sunset.
It's better looking than us, that's for sure, JoJo.
Now, if we take this to events, and especially at an award event,
Not
only will you be able to see the stage, but you can either move your phone or with your finger, you can actually move the camera. Able to see the cookers as they're walking up from where they're sitting behind the shot.
It's unbelievable.
All in the
technology.
Same shot.
All
so
in the same
shot. You don't have to change anything. So as JoJo's calling the winner of an event, you can be panning around and looking at the crowd behind, and you'll see who it is. You'll see the response of the crowd. You'll see everything goes on because there's more than just someone walking up. So that's the best part is getting the cheer, getting the high fives, the knuckle bumps, everything as you walk up. That is part of doing the walk.
It's going to be the whole total experience.
Wow.
Not only that, we've also been kicking around another idea for a little bit, not only with the 360 camera, but we're also looking at another camera that we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But it's something we're kind of kicking around also. One other thing that we're going to do also is we may end up changing the radio network to the media network because, heck, video, radio, audio, I don't know what else. What territory have we can we not conquer?
I think we've seen smoke signals coming from the trailer before. That doesn't count, right?
That doesn't
count.
Okay. That doesn't count.
Just checking. Just checking.
But there's a lot of this technology. We're catching up to it, and all we can do is embrace it and work with it. So we're going to make it work. We are going to make it work.
Ron can't hear the drops.
Anything else? Anyone,
No, that was the main thing on that. What else is on here? Let me see if I got anything on my list. JoJo, that was a song. We talked about those new upcoming events that are on there. As these events are finalized, there will be a new flyer on the page. I generally don't post them until we receive the sanctioning fee and the paperwork. So they should pop up next week as these come in over the weekend, hopefully. And they will be up. Gosh, we're going to hit 80 events, JoJo.
Very nice. Very
that
nice.
That was my guesstimate at the beginning of the year. Like, maybe my dream guesstimate. But Ron has 82 on the table. That's his guess.
I will take the over.
Wow, that would be insane. So
I will take the over.
We shall see.
All right, folks. Well, it looks like I think we've dragged this on long enough. Ready to wrap it?
After a struggling beginning, technical difficulties, I think we figured it out. Everything, this board, this equipment is far better than we've ever had. I mean, it sounds great on our end.
So very quickly before we sign off, I do want to give another shout out to our sponsors. Again, Ribeye Radio, brought to you by Tranquil IT. Thank you, Ron.
Tranquility.
Our sponsors, Kingsford Professional Charcoal, Shinerbach Beers, Grill Grate, PK Grills, Pelican Elite Coolers, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes.
Cheers.
Cosmos Q's Injections, Marinades, and Rubs. It just wins. Cue It Up Steps, Tranquility, and of course, Fire Butler. Without you guys, we would not be on the air. And again, thank you to everybody that experienced our show tonight. One quick shout out. I had 4 second cousins, so I guess cousins on the second line, that graduated. So congratulations to the graduation. Congratulations to Brett's son, Austin,
Butters,
best known as Butter.
Butter.
He graduated this week. So congratulations to them. Congratulations Butter. To all the graduates that are part of the extended SCA family.
You know, Butter grew up in Cook-Offs. I have pictures of him, like, in front of the bull flexing. I mean, so everyone that cooks, you know, a lot of the teams know Butter. And what's cool is now there's a whole new generation of Butters out there.
Exactly.
You know, you got these kids that are cooking all the time with us. So, you know, there's going to be a whole another one, and hopefully we're around long enough to watch them graduate.
Now, before we go, did you see the pictures yesterday or last night of the Rapolo's daughter?
Yeah.
She got herself a little Smokey Joe. EJ's got a Smokey Joe, and she was cooking on that thing. And, man, I'm telling you, that pork chop looked awesome.
Look better than mine.
I know. So I am ready to see her do this in action. I'm telling you, these kids are something else.
It's because they have nothing else. They're staring at that grill. They're cooking. You and I are worried about where our drink is and, you know, who's out there. Hey, where's our buddies? We're worried about everything but cooking sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that when I cooked in Keller, I was more concerned about it, how much the ice melted in my Yeti cooler than I was about anything else. So yeah.
Well, Mr. Hightone. Well, I have a Yeti. You know what? You should have a Pelican. You're the official cooler of SCA. Way to go, bud. As a matter of fact, you have a Pelican that you use to rep.
That is for repping, not for cooking purposes. It's for repping purposes.
The best cooler out there. Why would you use the other? You like inferior products, Jojo?
And with that, folks, I think we're going to go ahead and put a big, shiny red bow on this and call this to the end.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
All right. Even with the delay of going on the air, I'm still getting whooped.
Sprinkler kicking, Jojo.
So, folks, all I can say is it's hard to believe, but we're out of here. Good night.
Take care, guys.
You might know how to be a spider, but if you know I'm the mother of the and the name of love, yeah, you saw what it is. We want white boy, white boy. Dream of my girl, wake up to a brand new day, find a dream to watch today. It's time. When I did not care, and there was a time when the facts didn't stare. There is a dream at the end of my head that I'm sure you have to see. It's open arms. Dream of white boy. Wake up to a brand new day.